Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And this is my final post on this book, The Search for God and the Path to Persuasion by Peter May. Terrific book about how to be more persuasive in the way that we share the gospel with people. And I've come to the appendix right at the end where he takes time to talk about testimonies. Testimonies are something that I think, certainly where I am in Watford, the Watford Church of Christ, we haven't used enough testimonies. How do people become Christians? How do they come to faith? I think it's a powerful way to talk about God in a way that's meaningful with people that have come to listen. Of course, the Apostle Paul told his testimony more than once. Other people in the New Testament talked about the impact that Jesus had had on their lives. And so getting good at that, especially if we only have a minute or two or three with somebody, could be quite important. Perhaps we only have a chance to share with someone on a personal level, but there may be an opportunity to share with a group of 10, 100, or even 1,000. So are we ready for that? Now, Peter gives some thoughts on this, and I'd like to get your responses. He suggests a few things. Firstly, from page 239, where to start? How do we begin? He suggests avoiding stock phrases like, I was brought up in a Christian home, which of course may alienate anybody who was not brought up in that background. But perhaps start with something more general, like, I've often wondered what the meaning of life really was all about. Something like that. How do we begin? Secondly, the object of the exercise. Why are we doing what we're doing? Do we have a clear understanding of what we're trying to achieve? We're invited to tell our faith story, he said, so we must keep clearly in mind what we are trying to do. We're not part of an entertainment program. We're not looking for cheap laughs or for sympathies. It's not about us. It's about getting the gospel message across clearly. How do we do that? And then next, deciphering jargon. He urges for a jargon-free approach to our testimonies. In other words, avoiding words where possible, like sin. It's not a bad word. It's in the Bible. But is this the right context to use that word? Or grace, or justification, or even salvation? We need to choose carefully the words we're going to be employing if we're to connect and not alienate the people we're speaking to. So let's think carefully about cutting out the church and Christian jargon. Then, is it about me or him, he says, page 242. The next major blunder is to end up talking about yourself with scant reference to Christ. That's easy to do, isn't it, when it's your testimony and it is about you, but do we talk just about us, or do we really talk about Jesus, the Jesus we've come to know, and who he really is, as well as his specific impact on our lives? What about him? Is it about him that is so important we want to try and communicate that to the people we're speaking to? So, is it about me? Is it about him? And then, is it really truthful? The next big cringe factor for me is hearing things that are really unbelievable. In other words, they sound like an exaggeration. If you were addicted to something, then say so. But if you were sort of kind of a bit stuck with something in your life that's not really addiction, don't call it addiction. Let's call the right things by the right names and not exaggerate. Next section, more questions than answers. Then there is the testimony, which sets out to help answer one question, but raises at least three more which hadn't previously occurred to the audience. So these are unhelpful questions. So we might say something like, I believe that all the suffering in the world is caused by human wickedness. Or, God always answers my prayers. And now our audience is thinking about sin and wickedness and your view of it, or prayer and your view of it, rather than about your testimony and about Jesus. So we need to be careful about putting questions in people's minds that are not particularly helpful. Then, yes, when is she going to stop? It can be quite hard to figure out when to stop, but it helps our audience if they know where we're going. So rather than a long monologue without much shape to it, it might be better to have a beginning, a middle, and an end to our testimony. Or to tell our audience, I've got three things I'd like to share with you today. And then we've shared number one, then they know two and three are coming. We've shared the second one, they know the third one is coming. So some kind of shape can be helpful for our audience to be able to lock into where we're going, and then it helps them to pay attention. Finally, how do you bring it to an end? Introductions and conclusions are often the hardest part of talks that we may give. So what do? We need to practice that conclusion. We need to practice how we're going to land this airplane. If we go on forever and peter out with a, thank you so much for listening, and I guess I'll sit down now. That's not particularly compelling or interesting. Some people have a real difficulty, he says, in bringing talks or conversations to a close. My advice would be to avoid being too ambitious. In other words, let the Holy Spirit work. Say your piece, say thank you, and sit down. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be fancy. You're not trying to be some great speech maker of the past. You're just yourself talking about Jesus Christ. So what do you think about Peter's comments there about testimonies? How do we start? Do we understand the object of the exercise? Deciphering the jargon, cutting that out, making sure it's about Christ, not about us. Being truly honest and not exaggerating. Not leaving people with questions that aren't helpful. And having a structure to what we're saying. Finally, concluding strongly. What do you think about these points? What do you think makes up a good testimony? Perhaps you've heard a particularly good one. Perhaps you could point us to it if it's on YouTube or on some other recording. Let me know. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Next time, we'll be talking about a new book. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful week, and God bless.